Jack slash Master, read by Jules 217. He ached, every inch of his skin was dirty, and he was pretty sure that the rank smell was him. He'd lost track of how long he'd been chained up in the back of the ship. He'd lost track of how many times he'd died or starved. The days had blurred together, making it like one long nightmare that would never end. Yet through all the torture, all the pain, Jack was certain of one thing. Martha and the Doctor were still alive. It was that certainty that kept him fighting, for as long as they were alive, there was hope. There was a possibility that there would be a way out of this mess. Jack couldn't remember falling asleep, but the feel of cold hands slapping his face brought him around. At first he didn't recognise the cold blue eyes until he saw the face smile and realised it was Saxon. "Captain, so nice of you to be awake for me." "What do you want, Saxon?" "Now really, is that any way to greet your host?" asked Saxon. Jack didn't answer. He'd played this game before. Be nice before getting tortured. But this time he didn't feel like playing Saxon's silly little mind games. He watched patiently as Saxon walked around him. Jack wished he wouldn't walk behind him. He could never see what he was doing, and that unnerved him, being out of control. "Still not going to talk to me? That's a shame. I bet you could be quite the conversationalist." "I've nothing to say to you, Saxon." "So, the great Captain Harkness can speak," said Saxon, smiling. "Tell me, Captain, what would you give so that the Doctor could rest? What would you do?" Jack couldn't help shivering as Saxon trailed a hand across his shoulder and down his arms. He wasn't stupid. He knew exactly what Saxon had insinuated. But he wasn't about to just give in. He wasn't going to give the Master what he wanted. Although a cold feeling slipped into his stomach as he realised how out of his control the situation actually was. But he couldn't let the Doctor suffer, could he? It wasn't fair to let the Doctor suffer, not after everything the Doctor had given him. Sighing, Jack answered, "What do you want from me?" "A lot of things, mostly just to break you, to prove that I can break you and show the others that nobody can be free while I watch over the country." "What about your wife, Lucy?" asked Jack. He felt sick, like someone just told him that the universe was coming to an end, that he would be dead in a few minutes. His stomach twisted in knots as Saxon laughed at his question and came back into view. "Lucy will do whatever I want. She is loyal to me, and me only," replied Saxon, rolling up the sleeves of his suit. "You promise, though, that if I agree, the Doctor would be left alone for 24 hours, no less." "My word is law. That's not what I ask." "That's the only answer you'll get, Captain," spat Saxon. "Now, do you agree?" Jack hesitated a second before nodding his head. He owed it to the Doctor to give him a chance, so he could live a little longer. So what if it was Saxon, the Doctor's enemy, that would be fucking him? That's all it would be, nothing more, nothing less. And so what if he couldn't stop his body's reaction? It was all for the Doctor, it was done in his name, to protect him for only a short while.